Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastors Errol and Emily Beckford and Diana Robinson from Living Word Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIE. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the Living Word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
All this month, we are teaching faith that works. Not faith that we are here only, not faith that we see working in somebody else's life, but faith that works through us, through the power of the Living Word. So yesterday we gave the definition that faith is the unseen reality. So it's easy for us to believe what we see, but we have to also be able to believe what we don't see yet, right? We believe what we see, but we also see what we believe. So we have to be able to see first in our inner spirit man, in the visualization of our imagination. When the Word of God goes forth, we're able to see, like when people say, well, what's your vision statement when you're taking on an endeavor? What's your vision statement? What do you see? So when we're able to see it, before we see it, we have to continue in the confidence that we will see it be made manifest here in the earth. And God gives us a glimpse. God shows us something. He communicates with us to do, to establish, to operate on his behalf in the earth. We have to continue now each step by faith to bring it to pass. So we're going to be this morning in John chapter 20, verse 24 through 30. And this is specifically talking about Thomas. So the disciples, at the time of the crucifixion, they witnessed it. They saw the physical reality was that Jesus, he died through the crucifixion. Physical things that they saw, that his body was removed from the cross after it was confirmed that he was dead, because they didn't take the body down until they confirmed it was dead. Then they put him in the tomb. So this is their physical reality of what's happening, what's transpiring in their life at that time. So this wasn't just like us reading about it in the Bible and believing by faith. They experienced it. They were right there. So this wasn't by faith. They were firsthand witnesses. They were given their firsthand account of what transpired. So they see that. So their physical reality is Jesus was crucified, Jesus died, and Jesus is in the tomb. So now coming in after the resurrection, some of the disciples had already had encounters with Jesus in their glorified body, but not Thomas yet. So here we are in John chapter 20, verse 24. Now Thomas, called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." So he said to them, "Unless I see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." So Thomas already had a criteria what it was going to take for him to believe what the disciples were telling him. The disciples say, "We saw the Lord." He said, I need to be able not only to see with my eyes the print of the nails, but I also need to be able to touch it. I got to be able to put my finger into the print of the nails. He said, otherwise, I'm not going to believe. He said, I have to engage my senses. I'm not going to believe by faith. I'm not going to believe by your account. He said, I have to engage my senses. So verse 26, and after 8 days, his disciples were again inside, and Thomas with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace to you. Then he said to Thomas, reach your finger here and look at my hands, and reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believing. So Jesus, he didn't have a separate conversation noted here with anybody finding out what Thomas's criteria was to believe, but he already knew. So when he comes now, he comes into this room, and the Bible specifically says that the doors are shut. So he enters into this room by another way. And he says to Thomas, here you go. Reach your finger here. Look at my hands. Reach your hand here and put it into my side. Do not be unbelieving, but believe. And yesterday we were looking at Mark chapter 9, when the disciples had worked to try to cast the spirit out of the father's son that was causing the son to go into convulsions and such. And when Jesus was talking with the disciples, he said, this kind that only comes out by prayer and fasting. And we said that the fasting component is for us to be in tune with what God is saying, to be able to hear clearly, to be rooted in faith so that we can move forward with clarity. Well, in that same passage of scripture, in Mark chapter 9, Jesus had told the Father before Jesus had cast the spirit out of the Son. He asked him, and the Father said, I believe, but help me with my unbelief. So here we have Jesus telling Thomas, do not be unbelieving, but believe. So we know that we can be in this state where we have belief and unbelief. That was in two passages of scripture, Mark chapter 9 and John chapter 20. We could be in this place where we believe, but we need help with our unbelief. We believe, but we need help with our unbelief, because our unbelief is going to come against, is going to counter our belief. So we have to minimize our unbelief. How do we do that? By increasing our belief, increasing our faith. How do we do that? By the word of God.
Yeah, you know, it's very hard to believe in something you can't see. Mm-hmm. And so it really takes effort on our part. And the scriptures we have been quoting in Hebrews, it tells us what faith is. And what is faith? It's confident in God's unseen reality. And James tells us what faith does. It acts. Faith sees what God has promised before it's visible. And speaking about Thomas, he absolutely needed to see. You know, he didn't believe. And Jesus said, blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. So we are blessed when we put our full trust in him. And what do we have? We have the scriptures to help us to believe. Because if we look around us, we're not going to believe anything. So we have to gear ourselves towards believing and then confirming our belief by the promises that are in the Bible. When Jesus says it, we know we can trust it.
It tells us that in John chapter 20, verse 31, these things have been written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name. So just like Pastor Emily said, we have to go to the word of God. That's going to increase our belief, because it's not the word alone. It's not the text on the paper alone. It's accompanied by the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So it's a living word. So it's not just like getting any other book and sitting down and reading it to acquire knowledge. The Bible has the ever-present teacher that comes with it as soon as we open it, which is the Holy Spirit. So all these things, all these different accounts that are in the Bible, all of these scriptures, these are for us to be able to believe. So when you read the Bible, there'll be times where it'll just illuminate a word or a line in there, or you'll begin to see yourself in the Bible story that is communicating. And you're seeing yourself now in the Word. Why? Because the Word is alive. Why? Because the Holy Spirit is here to help us. The Holy Spirit is the teacher. So a good teacher makes connections. When you go to school for education, they teach you about the workbench of learning. In order to acquire new information, we have to connect it to something that we already know. Otherwise, it just goes, like they say, in one ear, out the other, or over your head, if there's nothing to connect it with. So a good teacher is always going to make sure that new information can connect to a concept that we already know. Think about Jesus. When he would teach concepts, he would teach heavenly concepts, spiritual concepts, he would connect it to something that they already knew. The parables, the illustrative teaching that he used. He said, a farmer went out to sow. They knew exactly what that meant. They had that lifestyle. A farmer went out to sow. He sowed a seed, and then Jesus goes all through. And then in the end, he says, well, guess what? The seed is the word of God. So he always made his teachings relatable. He always connected it to something tangible that they already knew, that they already understood, and that they were familiar with. Jesus would even teach things from the Old Testament, things that they already had prior knowledge of, that was already part of their lifestyle. And he would connect the concept of the New Testament, the grace of God, to that. So he was the ultimate teacher. So when we're struggling with unbelief, we have to pick up the Word of God. Begin to declare what the Word of God says. Too many times we're declaring our promises, or not our, excuse me, not our promises, our problems. We're declaring our problems all day long. Can I tell you about my problem? Can I tell you about my problem? I got a problem, and this is my problem. And we're talking so much about the problem. Let's start talking about the solutions.
Yes.
And the solutions are found in the Word of God. So I want to outline 3 points that we're going to go into more later in the week. And you're also going to hear them in the teaching sermon segment that you're going to hear tomorrow on Wednesday during Make Your Day Count from Pastor Beckford's teaching on Sunday. So our 3 points, and these are for you to note, and you can glean from the teaching tomorrow, and we'll talk more about them on Thursday and Friday. Number one, faith is more than words. It's not just talk. You know, we have to do faith. We have to operate in faith. So faith is more than words. Number two, faith produces obedience. So by faith, we operate. By faith, we move. It produces obedience. And number three, faith glorifies God through our actions. So we don't see the end of the thing if we don't act on it. You know, we could talk, but until we do something, we will not be able to produce the results. Make your day count. Thank you for being a part of the Make Your Day Count family. Join us at Living Word Church, where we do life together. Remember Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make your day count. Are you looking for a place to encounter God, cultivate purpose, experience family, and make a difference? At Living Word Church, we do life with God and one another. We are an intergenerational, multicultural church. Through the power of the living word, we unite to uplift and serve our community. Our heart's desire is to make a lasting impact for the next generation. Experience transformation of your heart and mind through infectious praise and worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Living Word Church. We are located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida, Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
You are listening to 91.5 FM, WMIE.